Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, good evening. Doug Cinceri, Michelle Demarest Cinceri, the Ida Recovery Connection. We're on to on Tuesday nights until 10 o'clock to field your text and questions regarding insurance claims for Ida. And thank you, Michelle, for walking down the hall and joining
always,
us.
Always happy to walk down that hall.
There you go. We're beaming back from suburban Mandeville to the Jefferson Financial Credit Studio. Is that right? Our bank
sounds
there.
Right.
It's one of our accounts. Well, Gulf Coast, our other bank.
Yeah.
So, wow. This we're about what 68 days after.
Just about.
And I got a call tonight, in fact, he's actually a claims adjuster by trade, and they had an insurance company, hadn't called him since September 3rd.
Really?
And he was wondering what to do.
What'd you tell him?
I told him to continue to document the non-response.
Like he hasn't gotten any response from his insurance company?
No response.
Do we know the name of this company?
Yes. We do. They're a smaller one. They're not the one of the big ones.
So is he like still without a roof and or?
He's a claims adjuster, so it's going. He's like.
Is he currently a claims
adjuster? Yes, he is.
I feel like I'm like 20 questions.
Yes, he is. He's a current claims adjuster.
Obviously not with the company.
Not with the company that's not paying him, but not responding to him. So he's like, what do I do? And I said, why don't you email every other day with your damages and saying I haven't heard from you and make a good record so that when they do face the music at some point, you'll have a good documentation trail.
Has he not done that up until now?
He has to a certain extent, but I think he wanted to stop because he said they're not going to respond to me. I said, no, absolutely.
Oh, no,
do it every,
keep hitting that
every 2 days. Because what I said was, at some point, they'll have to face the music. And if you have this documentation file showing that you try to contact them every other day and they didn't respond, that makes your case, whether you're in court or before mediation, very, very compelling. And what happens is if you have the more compelling your case is, the more the insurance company will be willing to
He could kind of make a game out of it. I would cut and paste it and go, you know, sixth time.
And then because what will happen is when you go to mediation, the mediator will have a discussion with the insurance company. Say, this guy's got his ducks in a row. And if he demonstrated what happened to a jury or a judge, they would be very upset on a personal level.
Sure.
Just to for them to experience that. And then there's provision under the law for attorney's fees and penalties. And for several things. One, for not instituting, initiating a adjustment within 30 days. Then also, once you quantify your damages, if they don't pay, if the insurance company doesn't pay within 30 days, they could be liable for penalties and attorney's fees. And there's also for misrepresenting a certain attribute of the policy, saying that something's not covered when it really is.
Sure, because they have some duties, as you
that's the duties.
To us,
that's the duties.
Under the good faith and fair dealing.
So my old, I talked to my old friend Norman Robinson, which I told him I missed him. I said, I told him, I said, you always could tell a good newscaster is how they respond to not being on a teleprompter. In other words,
being able to have a dialogue without being fed the information.
Yes.
Yeah, not many of them can do that.
They're good. I was just telling him. I said, I miss you. You're old pro. But he asked me a very pointed question. He said, do the legislators have to get involved in having these insurance companies be more proactive in getting money out? And I said, really, there are laws into place that are very good for the consumer. And the laws are, once you quantify your damages, they have 30 days to pay. And if they don't pay what is undisputed, then they could be liable for penalties and attorney's fees. And there's another statute for us people in Bucktown. It's a law, and where I'm from. And it says,
you're not from Bucktown.
I'm on that. I grew up off of, I was actually born off of West Metairie and Cleary. And then I moved to Beverly Gardens.
Yeah.
Which is on right on.
That's a wannabe Bucktown.
Yeah, I'm a wannabe Bucktown. Yeah. I'm going
to
see.
I'm trying to see.
Coach Benar is going to get mad at me again. I know. Coach Benar is going to get mad at me again when I talk about it. He does. Because when I joke about Bucktown, he gets upset with me.
Because he's from Bucktown.
Yes.
I know, but you're a wannabe.
I'm a wannabe.
You're a wannabe.
I think anything west. No, east of Causeway.
You cannot redistrict.
And I was by the West Esplanade. I was by two canals: West Esplanade Canal and the Hesper Beverly Gardens Canal. That qualifies me.
I think you're trying to reclassify.
That qualifies me. Anyway. Now, what were we talking about? We were talking about documenting your claim.
You were talking about whether the legislature should get
involved. That's right, whether the legislature has laws. There are laws in place, but what you have to do is use those laws to your advantage to set up your claim. Mm-hmm. Now, I think when I was talking to Norman, that's what I get into. I said, look, here's the problem. I said, a lot of people believe that the insurance company is going to quantify their damages and work with the homeowner to do that. And they're not going to do that. I said, it's more of an adversarial process. I said, this is going to be, if you want to get the full benefit of your policy, it's going to be a full contact sport.
Right.
And I was telling him, I said, when you play in a football game, you know, you can't expect the other team to score the touchdown for you.
That's a good analogy.
It is. What you have to do is you have to go up the lineup and you have to try to score a touchdown over their defense.
Yeah, but the problem is people think, well, I've paid for this insurance, and so therefore they're on my side, and I'm in good hands. But they're actually not on your side, and you're actually in your own hands.
Well, let me redefine it. When you pay your premium, you get the opportunity to attempt to collect the full extent of your damages.
That's a good way to put
That's probably the better way of putting
it.
I don't
think any of them are advertising that way.
And so like Norman was, that's what Norman was saying. He said, I said, if they had truth in advertising, they would say, okay, we're going to collect your, you know, we'll collect your premium and we're going to duke it out on how much we're going to pay out. And I think at least people's expectations would be in line to what happens. So, you know, in all advertisement, you know, there's a certain amount of, you know, how can I say, exaggeration. You know, if you buy a certain car, you're going to get all the girls. If you wear a certain type of perfume, you're going to get all the guys.
Advertising?
Yeah, advertising.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's just the way it is. Now, we're going to go to advertisers in about 4 minutes, and I'm criticizing them. I'm not.
Oh, no, we love our advertisers.
We love our advertisers. But, you know,
especially
again.
Which is the one I like so much?
Big Lou.
Oh, Big Lou.
You like Big Lou a lot.
I love Big Lou.
Because you represented Big Lou's wives.
Love Big Lou.
You represented Big Lou's number one.
Hey, you.
He's on number two.
He's number two.
And he's still on meds. Mm-hmm. But it's a full contact sport. And so if you go on with the understanding is that you're going to have to go out there and you have to play offense and, you know, there's a set of rules there and use those rules to your benefit, such as documenting, making your case that when you submit, you quantify your damages and the insurance company doesn't pay, then you have a claim for additional damage and penalties. And when you make that claim, you sort of have the advantage over the insurance company in a context of a mediation down the line and or a, you know, in litigation. So, but you have to just have that frame of mind that you're going to put your helmet on and you're going to crack some heads.
Right.
And I'm not trying to be over dramatic. I'm just trying to explain, you know, how it really works because, you know, when I was talking to Norman, I was like, you know, my philosophy is this. We could get everyone riled up about not being happy with some of the payouts, you know, roof repairs versus replacements, you know, paint over sheetrock rather than pull it out, you know, sanding down floors rather than pulling that out, you know, air conditioners not working, but, you know, repair versus replace, all these issues. And, you know, we could get, you know, people get really stoked up about it, and they do. But I said, okay, what good is that going to do? Let's figure out how we deal with it. And that's why we're here. And that's why we're still on in November for our August hurricane. So we're figuring out what to do with it. So it's just sort of a little bit of a change in mindset, as we've been saying. And again, the important thing is to quantify your damages. And like the claims adjuster I talked to today, who isn't insured, he had all his damages quantified because he understood what he needed to do. He right. pulled everything together and submitted to the insurance company. And he still sort of aghast that he hadn't heard from him. I said, keep documenting that you haven't heard from him. And then when it's time for them to face the music, you're going to have a great record. And you'll be able to say, not only should I, you know, argue for my damages, I'm going to argue for attorney's fees and penalties. Now, even...
In order to get attorney's fees, do you have to have an attorney?
Yes, you'd probably, but not penalties.
No, yeah, but for the
But fees. On the other hand, here's the other advantage. Even if they don't pay you attorney's fees and penalties at mediation, they're not going to nickel and dime you on a lot of those issues because they know they're vulnerable if it goes to the next level.
Right.
One of the rules in handling claims, multiple claims, is get rid of the dangerous claims. Get rid of the ones that can come in, you know, bite you in the rear end a little bit. And so that's what you want to do is have it set up so that if a third party read the events, the non-responses, that it would be very compelling. And if you have that compelling, either they may pay you a little over in a mediation or having that fact occur or establish that they won't nickel and dime you on these other issues. So... Yeah. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about roofs. And, you know, also, too, I was going to ask you, OBJ is a free agent.
Really?
Yes. And I was wondering, have you contacted any of your contacts in the NFL to find out how the negotiations are going between the Saints and OBJ?
No, I've just been really too busy for that.
You've been too busy? Will you call some of your people in the NFL and find out what the deal is?
Oh, absolutely.
So, did Tillier still call you for inside information on the NFL?
No.
He quit calling me. All right, well, let's go to a break. Doug Cinceri, Michelle Demarest Cinceri on the Ida Recovery Connection. We'll be right back after this brief timeout. Hey, we're back. Doug Cinceri, Michelle Demarest Cinceri, the Ida Recovery Connection. We're on every Tuesday night, as long as I guess there's hurricane claims.
Which might be the next four years.
I think people get tired of us after probably another few months. But... Tiger fans. We're Tiger fans, big time. Just three games left in the Coach O era at LSU. Listen for the Coach Ed Ogeron Show Wednesday night from 7 to 8 here in your home for LSU Sports, WWLAMFM.com and Odyssey.com. And gosh, I'm still stung by Saturday and Sunday.
I know. I wonder if anybody else watches it again and hopes for a different result.
I watched it four times Saturday night, hoping the highlights would change.
I know.
And
you
didn't.
Kept getting
I was, I,
more
this, upset. This one hurt, and I don't know why it hurt I mean, we're 4-4. It would have been, you know, 5-4 instead of 4-5. But we should have won. We just should have won. And Coach O did a great job getting them ready. And defense was fantastic. We have a quarterback controversy now because Nussmeier and Johnson are going to battle it out now.
Interesting.
But, yeah, but if they battle it out all three games, Nussmeier might lose his red shirt. I think he can only play one game, so it'll be interesting. So I guess Coach O is going to address that also. But also, Saturday, LSU takes on Arkansas in Death Valley. Game day starts at 2 o'clock with Christian Garrick and Herb Tyler. Do you remember Herb when he played for Coach DiNardo?
No, I don't.
He was small, you know, small quarterback. Mm-hmm. He was great, though. Very exciting. They're going to be hosting the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show at 4:30. The voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, with the LSU pregame show, and kickoff is at 6:30 versus the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Razorbacks. Yeah, you don't like those Razorbacks.
Razorbacks. That cheer freaks me out. The pig suey cheer.
Yeah.
It just looks like weird when they go on that. You know, it's disconcerting to watch them do that.
I know, you get so upset.
I hate watching it. It makes me sick, you know. So, I mean, but anyway, more power to him. I think LSU's going to win
this
week.
You wouldn't want to wear a pig nose on your head?
I don't know. I just, the pigs, you know, the Razorbacks or the pigs, I don't know. It's just, but they will win, I think. I'm pretty sure they'll win.
Hey, the pigs or?
No, the LSU. LSU be ready. Except that, you know, they got a quarterback. It'll be interesting to see how this quarterback deal works out. And the Saints game was
upsetting.
Upsetting, yeah.
It was not a good football weekend over here at the
Saints. We're getting over it. By Friday, I think we'll be okay. Or I'll be okay. Before you wanted to talk a little bit about mediation, but what I wanted to say, tell the listeners, that I'm getting more and more reports that insurance companies that have denied roofs are now paying for roofs.
I know, that's great news.
And I think part of it is the roofers who are doing the estimates. And I know Garcia Roofing is coming out. And I think they will give an assessment for a certain amount of money. I'm not sure how much, but it's well worth it.
You mean charge you to do like an assessment, assessment or appraisal?
To send to the insurance company as to whether it needs to be replaced or repaired. And Garcia Roofing is a big, big sponsor on WWL. And so.
Yeah, I'm hoping they come pass by our house.
we're such good, I guess, benevolent in the sense we let everybody else go first before we fix ours.
Yeah.
All our contractors. But so they were given a lot of initial resistance, which I think was, you know, you say no. A lot of insurers say no. And if then, you know, policyholders put on their helmet, play full contact football and say, nope, we're going to run over the defense. We're going to insist on having it replaced, and we're not going to take any other answers. I'll say, well, okay.
We're ready to put our helmet on.
I know. You okay. We will start our roof very soon.
Okay.
You wait until we're on the air to ask me this, huh? Because you think it'll be more effective.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do.
I know how you think. Just a lot of people who have been denied roofs, you get your whoever's given the roof an estimate to say in the roofing estimate that the damage is caused by Hurricane Ida, that it needs to be changed, it has to be replaced, and it cannot be patched or repaired. And this is the analysis that the roofer utilized and come into that conclusion. And if you submit that to the insurance companies, and which I understand a lot of people have taken that advice, it has been very, very helpful. Because a lot of the homeowners and business owners in this area, that's all the damage they really have.
Right. There was a lot of people with
just roofs. And then, you know, the repairs the assessment for repairs was below their deductible.
I think it's interesting. You can drive around and see the people who needed a new roof, and they said only a patch or a repair because their roofs look like they've been punched in the eye.
Right. All right.
It's hard to patch.
It's two-toned.
It's two-toned.
And
you can see it.
And it's not foolproof. And it's just the way.
Yeah, our roof doesn't want a black eye.
We're back on our roof?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting it changed.
Okay. I'm ready for my helmet. Full contact.
You ready for full contact?
I'm full contact.
All right. At the break, I'm going to call the first guy. You can get the estimate. Yeah, I think we found about 80 shingles.
Oh, I think more than that. In fact, I still find them outside in the garden.
Just because I can see the stars at night from the bed doesn't mean we need a new roof.
Or we have water stains on our ceiling now.
Yeah, we do. Do we have one in here?
Yeah, we have one over here.
We'll get one over here. Mm-hmm. All right. But so just continue to do that. I think also, too, just a little advice, especially for a lot of insurance companies, the larger ones, they have a diary system, an electronic diary system, so that they input each communication you have with the policyholder. And they'll take notes. And sometimes they'll even make personal observations. And one of the personal observations they make is, this insured is not going away.
They have their helmet on and they're ready to play.
And I think there's an acronym. Let's see. It's P-I-N-A. PINTA.
I know what a PINTA is.
What's that? A pain in the Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm.
No, they'll make kind of notations in the file saying, we don't think this person's going to go away. And they have a very, very strong constitution. So a lot of time that's enough to persuade the insurance company to pay. And, you know, in doing the show, we're just giving advice, and I don't want to demonize and say all insurance companies are bad.
Because some people have gotten a very fair payout first time. I've talked to a number of people, but the majority, I think, especially with dealing with roofs.
Well, also, yeah, with the roofs, but also, too, one of the mistakes that policyholders make is they'll say, I'm not satisfied with the adjustment. Come back out and look at this.
Right.
And then they get, you know, they sort of spend a lot of emotional energy doing that. And that's just, it's not the insurance company's best say, you quantify the damages. If you think there's more, you go out and you prove it to us that there's more. We're not going to help you prove it. And so a lot of wasted energy. So a lot of I've fielded a few calls and say, well, I've asked them to come out 2 or 3 times. They won't come out. They won't look at this. They won't put this in there. And I said, don't waste your time trying to convince them to come back out. That's not their role.
Would you ask them for a readjustment once?
I think I would ask for the readjustment. Well, there's a couple scenarios. If you're like us and you're lying in bed, you can see the stars and they only gave you a patch and a roof, you could ask for a readjustment then if it's very obvious. We did ask for readjustment on one case where it was obvious that the adjuster transposed a couple of houses.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
And we hadn't been successful there. But if it's something obvious, you can ask for readjustment. Otherwise, don't waste your energy. Just get your own estimate with your own damages, time together. And then at that point, you can ask for a readjustment. Or if you submit them the estimate, they got 30 days to deal with it.
They have it too.
Yeah. So they have, what did I say?
Got.
Yeah, they have to have 30 days. I said they got 30 days? Mm-hmm. They have 30 days to deal with it. Sorry, Mr. Stabler. I did it to you again. He just did another revolution in his grave, my 8th grade English teacher. All right, let's go to a break. Doug Cenceri, Michelle Demers, Cenceri, All Things Legal. We'll be right back after this brief timeout. Hey, we're back. Doug Cenceri, Michelle Demers, Cenceri, Now I had a recovery connection. We've made this running narrative of Big Lou. And, you know, he's on number 2.
Right.
And he's on meds, too.
Right.
I mean, you represented Big Lou's
wife.
I see him at the Caddyshack. He's got a scratchy voice.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's got a couple of chains.
Mm-hmm.
and he started gawking at the bartenders.
Poor Bingley. That's really a very pretty picture. I mean,
and I told you know, I said you're going to be on number three if you spend any more time in the Caddyshack.
Yeah, my vision of him is, since I represented his first wife, he's kind of flat.
Kind of flat?
Yeah, because I ran right over him.
You ran over him, huh? Over yeah. Him. That's why. I'm surprised he sponsors our show, because if he knew you were on there, he would.
Poor Bigelow. He's probably a really nice guy.
He's probably a great guy. We're just having fun with it. Oh, I want to tell you that we have a website, IdaHurricaneClaim.com. We have blogs on about every issue you would have on an insurance claim. Just any issue that you have, it's probably on there. So it's IdaHurricaneClaim.com. If you need any information and questions, you want to look up something quickly, how to respond to a claims adjuster, what's the law in place, some of the things you can do to document your claim, it's all there. So we just put a new blog up, and I guess I'll send it to WWL. They usually put it up too on their website. Hmm. So
yeah, and you're a great writer, so they're very
simple.
Yes, they're simple. They're comprehensive and simple. So they're
to the point. There's not a lot of that.
There's no legalese in it.
No legalese. No. You know, when I do contracts now, I end up striking half the contract rather than doing anything more added to it, because it's just like the these and thous and wherefores.
You don't get rid of the whereas and all
the whereas. That. I do get rid of a lot of whereas and thereas. Yeah, that's a lot. It's just unnecessary. Hmm. If you can say something in one word, why say it in 10?
Yeah, I like those whereases.
You like the whereases?
Yeah, I like the whereases.
So, like if you read an insurance policy, it says what you can say in one sentence in about a paragraph. A lot of them.
Because well, always ours was pretty skinny when I went to go read it. I was looking for some whereases.
Yeah, that one, because it doesn't. I think our policy was more like a Yugo than a Cadillac.
I don't even think it was a Yugo.
I think it was probably a Yugo. The Cadillac's probably got a lot more to it.
Well,
there.
I would appreciate the Cadillac. So.
Yeah, well, they cost twice as much, too. Wow.
That's why I'm looking at it without a roof.
Yeah. We got the roof again. What you wanted to talk about mediation, huh?
Yep, change that subject. Yep, I wanted to talk about mediation.
All right, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I think, you know, we had the owner of MAPS on a couple of weeks ago.
Joe Hassinger,
and he was explaining the mediation program put through by Jim Donnellan,
mm-hmm.
and you know, for claims that are $50,000 and below, that you can request mediation. It's an hour and a half.
Hour and a half, 90 minutes, right?
And it's a great way to try to resolve your claim without filing suit. And to try to help, you know, both parties to reach an agreement without getting into litigation, which is always good.
When you go into litigation, that's dead money.
It is dead money.
Because there's a lot of money that's spent, a lot of time that's spent that's not recoverable. And, you know, what's very interesting about mediation is that, heck, I know we did 300 maybe just with State Farm after Katrina in the span of 4 or 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it cuts through all the bull. And you get to the heart of the matter right away. Because if you've ever been in a deposition in a litigation, you know, they ask you a lot of questions. They'll ask you, you know, did you go to school with Abraham? You know, did you fall off of a swing set when you were 6 years old? And, you know, I mean, they just ask you some. And, you know, when we were sitting, you sit through these depositions and you're like, why are they asking me these questions? And a lot of times the attorneys have a checklist that they have to read off of that the insurance company requires them to ask. And, you know, and so it's a lot of. And then if you go to court, anybody who's been to court, if they really had true, accurate shows about lawyers, they would show us sitting on benches outside of court waiting for our case to be called, you know, sitting, you know, just sitting in the office writing,
sure.
Putting exhibits together. I don't think anybody would watch and would really care.
Especially the courtroom stuff. Last time I was in court last week, we sat there and the my client and I from 9:30 to 12:30.
Just waiting to be called.
Our case was finally called.
And our point in saying that, it's a lot of dead time. Anybody who's been in family court, you know, if they had to go, they on a rule day, they might have 40 cases on the rule docket that day, and you sitting around hearing everybody else's issues before they get to you, and it might be after lunch. But my point with mediation is you don't have all that wasted time. You sort of get right to the issues and say, okay, here's the disputes, and here's the, and here, you know, here's our position, here's your position. And a lot of times in the mediation, it comes down to this. There's three buckets that you're dealing with. There's one bucket where everybody agrees this is hurricane damages and it needs to be addressed. Then there's another bucket where there's some type of problems with the house that the parties say, you know, this isn't really hurricane related, and you don't pay for that. And then there's the middle bucket, which can go either way. You have a roof.
That middle bucket, that's the sticky bucket.
That's right. That middle bucket, should I have my roof replaced or should I have it repaired? Should the sheetrock come out or can it be painted over? Does the floor come out or can it be sanded down and repaired? Those type of issues. Is the air conditioning unit, does it have to be replaced or can it be serviced? You know, those are the issues that it's not always clear. And it would be fair to say that when the insurance companies do their estimates, they don't put anything for the homeowner in that middle bucket. When you have public adjusters and attorneys, you know, the attorneys like ourselves, we put everything in that middle bucket.
I like to put it in the bucket that there's no issues, but unfortunately they wind up moving it into the other bucket.
And that's the one you fight over. So I'll make it very simple. Let's say there's $25,000 in that first bucket that's clearly hurricane damages. Well, you get that. If there's $25,000 in that other bucket that's not hurricane damages, you don't get that. And then let's say there's $50,000 in that middle bucket. Sometimes you sort of split that and resolve it.
Right.
So that's a very simplistic way of looking at it.
But it's a good way of looking at it. And then, you know, sometimes to settle that middle bucket, I always tell people, don't only look at the money, but look at the stress and look at the time it'll take you to have to go get it.
And that concept is duly endorsed by the retired magistrate and Shaw graduate.
Magistrate Wilkerson.
So, but that's how he only presided over 300,000 Katrina claims. So
that's just amazing.
I think he knows. Yes.
Yeah. I think he knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. All right. Let's go to a break. Doug Cinceri, Michelle Demers Cinceri, the Ida Recovery Connection. We'll be right back after this brief timeout. Hey, we're back. Doug Cinceri, Michelle Demers Cinceri on the Ida Recovery Connection. I'm going to ask you a question because we had this problem today.
Sure.
The insurance company indicates to send as many pictures, reports, and information as possible on the claim.
Okay.
So it's one of the insurance companies that you can only email. They have an integrated system where you only email and you have to put the claims number and the policy number in the reference line and they'll get it where they're supposed to.
Okay.
So we have one house that has major damage. Mm-hmm. We probably have a couple hundred pictures and a very extensive report. And every time we email it, it states that it doesn't have the capacity on its email to receive the information.
Why don't you do it in a Dropbox?
We could do a Dropbox, but I don't know if it accommodates.
You could share it.
Yeah.
Share your folder. That's how I get big documents over.
But it would come out on a drop. Well, I guess you could use the link, huh? You could just put the
link.
Yeah,
you can share it and it goes to Dropbox and they can open it.
On the link, huh? Or I know in Adobe you can
just share it and then they go to Dropbox and they open it. They can view it. You can make it view it or edit it. You can just view the whole folder. You can make that folder shareable.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I guess in that system they could do it, because when you do it, you have to put it in a reference line. I guess, but also you can copy the
link. You copy the link. It's the same thing, but it's sharing the folder is just a little bit easier because
There you go.
Sharing the link, only the email that gets the link can open it. Whereas if you, does that make sense?
Oh.
That's why, like, if somebody sends you a Dropbox link and you forward that, you can't open it. Because you don't have authority. It wasn't under your email.
Oh. Okay, well, this what they do is it's the insurance company's name, and they say write the reference, the policy number, and the claims number in the reference, and they will forward that to the appropriate adjuster. Hmm. So I was just thinking
I would try that.
That was just sort of ironic. They tell you,
well, because you can only send so many documents over by email if it's not compressed in like a zip file or a Dropbox or something.
How does a zip file work?
You know, I don't really know. I know it compresses it.
Yes.
But I'm not quite. Listen.
We'll have to watch a YouTube video.
I told you.
We got children. We got five children, so we could ask one of them.
Yeah, but, you know, they're not real. I don't think any of them are super tech savvy.
Why not?
Oh, no. But anyway.
So, but I thought that was.
I was thinking you were talking about our claim, because we sent all of our pictures and everything, and I think they flushed them down the toilet and just said, oh, your claim is worth nothing.
Yeah, we still got to get our contractor's estimate back.
Yeah, that roof.
And the roof. So we're gonna, and then we'll hang the insurance company. No, we'll get the guy. He spent 4 hours here, and he gave us a very.
He sounded like.
I don't want to use the word.
Favorable.
No.
Fair?
No, I was going to use the. Cruddy. I was going to something.
Oh, you mean the report afterwards?
Yeah, it was very low. It was very very low.
Very low.
But. Can't you know? But you got it's a full contact sport,
it
like
is.
We
I'm,
said.
I got my helmet. I'm ready.
So we just got to put our helmet on, and we got to get after it. We've just been so busy doing everybody else's. We got to get around to doing ours.
I know. At least we don't have a hole in our roof anymore.
So no. So we could see. I could see the crescent moon at night when I wake up or when we go to sleep. But it just needed a patch. Just needed a patch. All right. Well, that's our number one in the Eye to Recovery Connection. We're only on Tuesday nights, and then we're off the next two Sundays for All Things Legal. We'll be back on the 28th, which is after the Bills game, who plays on Thanksgiving night. So stay tuned for national news, local news, and we'll be back on the Eye to Recovery Connection right after this time out. Hey, we're back. Doug Cinceri, Michelle Demarest Cinceri. All no, the Ida Recovery Connection. Mm-hmm. This is not Sunday morning. It's just, it is Tuesday
it just
night.
It feels like Sunday morning.
After getting your head knocked in for a couple of days in court and do your second job.
Oh, it's been so much fun.
You do your second job.
Mm-hmm. Is it Friday yet?
No, it feels like Friday.
It should be.
Good LSU news. LSU what? Basketball beat Louisiana Monroe 101-39. Darius Days hit 30 points.
Is it basketball season?
Yeah.
When did that start?
It's today.
Don't blink.
Huh? Will Wade. Will Wade seems to be day to day. So I hope he makes it through the year. Huh? He's a good coach. He's just got to learn how to say things without saying it.
He's in trouble again?
Well, they had the tape of him saying that he made one of the players a strong blank offer. And the difference between him and other coaches is the other coaches know how to say something without saying it. Edwin Edwards was brilliant at that.
Yeah.
Edwin could say something and not say it, but you knew exactly what he meant.
Sure.
The technique learned from Tony Soprano or Vito Corleone, you know, so you just sort of say it, you don't say it. Yes.
You refer to Vito.
Yes.
A lot. I would love to see him.
Oh, well, I knew him when I grew up.
Oh,
he was just part of the family.
Yeah.
Vito. Yeah. No. Every family in New Orleans that had a...
What does Vito look like?
He looks like, he's probably a little stocky, thin mustache, you know, very
doesn't
deliberate.
Doesn't look like Big Lou, huh?
Well, he's Italian version of Big Lou. He's not as loud. He's a lot more measured. But anybody whose name ended in a vowel back in the day probably had somebody like Vito in their family.
Oh. Yeah, we didn't end in a vowel. We didn't have any Vitos. We had other things, but no Vitos.
Vito.
Vito.
You know, just ask him for a favor, and he thought, you know, do a favor. Now, if you have to do a business interruption claim for a Vito organization, uh-huh. They get upset because they want you to include the money they laundered in the business interruption claim.
But somehow it's not making it on their books, huh?
No. So you have to explain to them and say, no, you cannot claim the money that you laundered in your business interruption claim. You just can't do that.
That's funny.
Let's go to phone lines. Let's go to Raymond. He's got a question. Hey, Raymond, you and I had a recovery connection. What you got for us, brother?
Hey, Doug. We used you, me and my wife, after Katrina. Had a great success. Hopefully, I won't have to use you again.
Well, you listen to us, you won't have to. You
can. Yeah, different insurance company. So, we got a check last week.
Cash it.
And when we got the check, you know, I asked my wife, I said, well, where is, you know, what they're paying for? Because it was just, you know, a lump sum that they gave us.
Yeah.
Now, the adjuster was at the home for a while, you know, so he took hundreds of pictures and all, because we have a two-story home and had damage not only in the roof, but ceiling came down in my son's room and had damage in the den because the doors flew open and all. So anyway, I wanted to find out, the question I have is, I talked to the adjuster and he said we're supposed to get a report, you know, itemizing what they paid for.
Mm-hmm.
But the question I have is, since we had, you know, both structural damage and content damage, wouldn't they send a separate check for the content?
Yeah, well, yes, they would, because a lot of times they would send it because the mortgage company would not be on the contents check, where sometimes
right,
they'll...
Yeah, because the check we got had, you know, our names on it as well as the mortgage company.
Right, so that's structure.
So we had to send the check to them, right. We had to send the check to them, you know, and waiting for them to do their thing.
You want me to tell you what's happening?
My wife was saying, excuse me?
Yeah, what did your wife say? I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Well, no, I was asking my wife, I said, well, you know, from what I understand, normally they would send a, a content check because it's, you know, different than, you know, anything that the mortgage company would own. You know, so I wanted to find out because I did get a website from the adjuster to go to, and he said that, you know, everything would be itemized as to what they paid for. So we're going to go on the website, but I was just curious because normally, like you said, since, you know, the contents aren't part of, you know, with the mortgage, owns as far as the house is concerned, then we should have gotten a separate check for that. We never did.
You know, I'll tell you what's happening. some companies are so backlogged that they're getting the money out before they get the claim summary, because they want the, because they want to get you the money sooner to mitigate the issue of being late, penalties and attorney's fees. But they don't have claim summary administratively ready to kick out. So what I would suggest, what I would think is, you're going to get a claim summary via email or in the mail pretty soon. But they wanted to get you the money out because they was afraid, they didn't want to hold it up because they were, you know, maybe concerned about being late. So it's okay to cash the check, but you should get a claim summary, basically the with detailing what they paid for. So like on your contents list, when you get a check, they'll say it should detail, let's say if you put down your TV as being $800, they'll say, well, we only paid you $500. Maybe they reduced it due to depreciation or what have you. Right, so they should have a line item.
You should
get a claim summary. You should get one.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much, Doug. I appreciate y'all help.
All right,
thanks,
brother.
Have a great evening.
All right, and cash that check. It's okay to cash the check. Bye-bye. You know, and we still get calls every week, every day, every week, stating the insurance company deposits X in our account or they send us a check, but I didn't agree to that amount, and I don't want to cash the check, and I don't want it. And I said, no, it's okay to cash the check. It's an unconditional tender. Let me tell you what happened to me today also.
What
about unconditional tenders? We had submitted a business interruption claim for a very popular establishment on the North Shore.
I know what
you know what you're talking about. And it was very interesting. I had an interesting conversation. We put in a claim for X. They paid us about 25% of X, which is lowball. So when they called and they sent us a letter saying, this is our estimate. So we said, all right, well, we wrote back, said, well, pay us what's uncontested. And so we wrote it back, and they said, do you agree to this? And I responded again, pay what's uncontested. I'm not telling you. And so then I get an email, and I called the email. I said,
you called the email, or you called the author of the email?
I called the author. That's what y'all would say. In Dominican, the author of the email. Mm-hmm. Well, we would say at De La Salle is the dude on the email. and I said, oh, do we have a communication problem?
Oh, that's how you started off?
I sort of said that. Yeah. I was chippy. I was chippy today. I had a bad couple of days in court, especially yesterday.
You were chippy.
And so I said, problem. I said, my email said, pay what's uncontested. He said, I want to find out if you agree to this. I said, no. I said, pay me what's undisputed. I said, we're having a problem here. And so then I said, you know the law that you have to pay what's undisputed. That's what I want you to do. And we'll talk about everything else later. And finally he says, because I was polite.
You were polite, respectful, and kind?
No, I wasn't kind, but I was polite and respectful.
Oh, okay. You were polite, respectful, and chippy?
And chippy. And I said... And he said, I'm sorry. He says, I have to read off the script.
No.
Yeah, he did. He said, I have to see if I can get you to agree to that amount. And I said, and that's where understanding what the law is helps.
Sure.
Is that, no, I'm not agreeing to this. I'm agreeing to the fact that I'm going to
how many people would have probably said that had they not known? Because they think that they're...
Right, what they would have done is they'll say, you agree to it. You agree to it, and they were going to send you a release saying you agree to this.
Right.
But part of their script was to try to get the policyholder to agree to the deficient amount that they're having, that they're paying. And I said, no. I said, absolutely not. I said, if you don't want to pay what's undisputed... I'll get more from you later. So you decide what you want to do. And I sort of goaded him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And
Is this the adjuster?
The adjuster. And he acknowledged that he's going to pay it.
Oh, good.
But that was part of the, hey, I want you to agree to it. And if you agree to it, sign off on this. That's what was going to be next. But I was telling him, if that's what your calculation, which I don't agree with, but we all agree that you owe something, and that's what you agree to, think you owe, pay it. and then
I'll, I would have even been chippier and would have confirmed the conversation in his statement that he's reading off of a.
Well, if that will be discoverable if it ever comes.
No, that's why I would have done it.
So, it's just a very interesting, and I think that's the nuance that you could learn here. Is they have to pay what's undisputed. Now, I think when they do a lot of these readjustments and say, okay, we're going to pay for your roof, we want you to agree to it, you're going to say, well, I agree to the fact that you're going to pay it and I'm going to cash it, but I'm not closing this out. I still have disagreements, and I fully intend to pursue them. And so it's just...
They're just hoping they don't get a lawyer on the phone and they're getting somebody who doesn't really know the law. And then what they'll do is they'll then hold you to it.
Right. Well, and I'm telling you, been doing this 33 years, I learn something new every day. I don't pretend to know everything about
everything.
What did
you learn new today?
What did I learn today specifically? I'll get back with you on that. I meant that figuratively. But, I mean, I learned everything.
Well, I would have learned that they really follow a script. You always think they do.
Yeah,
but do they really?
Yeah, I'm reading off the script. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He says, I'm reading off the script as to what I need to do.
You're in good hands.
It wasn't that insurance company, though. It was another one. All right, let's go to a break. Doug Cenceri, Michelle Demarest Cenceri, and the Ida Recovery Connection. We'll be right back on WWL AM FM Odyssey.com. We'll be back right after this time out. Hey, we're back. Doug Cenceri, Michelle Demarest Cenceri, and the Ida Recovery Connection. WWL AM FM Odyssey.com. You can also check us out on our Facebook page. I forgot to ask you during the break. Did you call your NFL contacts to find out how the Odell Beckham negotiations are coming?
I didn't make a call.
Saints?
I didn't make a call this week.
You didn't call.
I've been busy in court. No.
Huh? You didn't call?
I didn't call. I'm sorry.
Call Gruden.
I will.
He's got a little time on his hands.
He's got plenty of time on his
hands. Let's see. I think they're going to make a run at him.
You do?
Yeah. I think so. Okay. First of all, there was a text about a hurricane website.
That.
We have a website that has blogs on every hurricane issue that you could possibly have. It's IdaHurricaneClaim.com. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
IdaHurricaneClaim, singular.com. You go there. It'll have a bunch of blogs with every different subject matter. And you can look it up, and you can, you know, like
can
in the last segment.
Can they post a question on the website, or can they just email you?
They could email us on the website. And we've gotten a few emails in our Facebook, and we got a text right here. You want to read the?
Sure, and it's okay. They're interesting because they don't come up.
Yeah, you have to. They come up funky. But
It says my adjuster projected that 19 squares of shingles were damaged, but my roofer replaced a total of 22 squares, which was 100% of the roof. The bathroom had interior water damage on the ceiling and behind the tub surround. The total amount sent was only enough to cover the entire roof replacement. Should I pay for all bathroom repairs out of pocket and then beg for more money from insurance, or should I get a quote from my renovation company and send that quote to the insurance and ask for the quoted amount?
Well, you could do it either way. First of all, the initial part is about the...
So what happened is he used all of his money for the roof.
Right. Well, they paid for 19 squares,
right,
and he had 22. So first of all, you can get the difference between the three extra squares. And they can't say that only 19 squares were damaged, not 22, because that's where this territory, whether you're either pregnant or you're not pregnant. You can't be 19 out of 22 percentage pregnant. So you're pregnant. So you got to have a replacement. So they got to pay for the extra money cost for the replacement of the roof, number one. Number two, as far as the best thing to do is if you hadn't done the work and you need the money before you can do the work, then you send the estimate. But the best way to do it is is to do the work and bill.
Because then it's uncertain.
There's always some argument over an estimate as to pricing.
Right.
There's not an argument as to pricing once you paid for it, because it is what it is. and they have to pay for it. So you could do it either way. So if you can't, most people have a hard time paying for the repairs first and, quote, begging from the insurance company. But that's the best way. And the insurance company knows that they have less of a defense to that, and they're more likely to pay under those circumstances because they can sort of refute an estimate, saying, well, the unit costs are too high, the labor costs are too high, the, you know, the material costs are too high. But once you do it, the price is set. So what I would do is I would get a comprehensive estimate of what of the total job, and then subtract out what was paid and ask the insurance company for the difference, email it to them in a way that you can verify receipt, and the clock starts running. And they'll have to pay what's undisputed. And if they've already, if you already paid for it, then it's hard for them to dispute the price. Now they could say, "Well, you upgraded."
Well, they could say you could have paid. You didn't have to replace. You could have repaired.
Right. Well, but once you pay for it, they know they're. It's harder for them to defend that. It just is. So, very, very good question. And we have another question from Michael in Springfield, and he said, what is the threshold for where the mortgage company will be listed as a co-payee?
That's a good question.
Great question. It's really up to the mortgage company. Anytime that you pay, issue...
No,
it's up to the mortgage company, because sometimes the... Well, it's up to the insurance company, too.
Well, if they don't put the name on the check. So when do they put their name on the check, and when do they not?
I think that's from insurance company to insurance company.
Yeah, because we the peanuts they sent us didn't have the
insurance. Right, and then but I've seen a few substantial payments for $30,000 or $40,000 without the mortgage company.
That would be great.
Then I've seen some with $10,000 with the mortgage company.
Right.
So I think it's up to the insurance company.
What's your take this go around on mortgage companies, you know, voluntarily signing over the checks? I know we've had some issues in the past.
I haven't heard as many problems than there was during Katrina, but we're still early in the process.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
So I'm not sure. I know the out-of-town mortgage companies are a little more difficult to deal with. Mr. Cooper, I'm not saying they have the problem, but like this company, Mr. Cooper, I think they're based out of Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
There's other, where as opposed to a local mortgage company is different. Like Tommy Tucker is always talking about Fidelity because they're
yeah,
here.
There's a local branch.
And what I used to tell to people in Katrina was when you had maybe like a national company that had local branches, I would say go in the lobby and complain.
Don't
complain enough where the security guard comes and pulls you out, but loud enough where the other customers would hear you.
Yeah, I don't know if I would be doing that these days.
No, I know you can't have that. You would do that because
times are different.
Times are different, and then the bank officer, sit down. Okay, what's the problem? Let me help you here.
Yeah, I don't think that would fly these days.
No, they're liable to
put you in, and they'll cancel you out,
and they'll cancel you, and you won't be able to tweet on Twitter and. Facebook, they'll take you out there too. But I used to tell them that. Well, my point being is they're local and you have personal relationships. But like Wells, I don't think Wells Fargo doesn't have any really local branches.
I
don't think so. And sometimes it's more difficult because when you call the customer service rep, you have to sort of start all over and say, and you know, so I sent my repairs in, I sent the proof of payment, I need the money.
Right.
The other thing I'd suggest when dealing with the mortgage company, if you're not getting anywhere with the customer service rep, say, I'd like to speak to your supervisor.
So what are people doing? Just putting the check in the mail and saying, here's my check?
Yeah, and they put it in an escrow account.
Yeah.
Some will send it back. Some will keep an escrow account and say, show us proof of the repairs. If it's a larger check, they'll break it out. Like if you got paid for a total loss or close to a total loss for, you know, six figures, they'll say, well, we'll do this in stages. But maybe for $10,000 to $15,000, they'll just say, well, you know, we'll just cut it loose. But that's a case-by-case basis, bank-by-bank basis. I mean, we had from the 2016 flood in Baton Rouge, which, believe it or not, we still have case is pending. I'm not going to say why because
they'll cancel you.
The judges up there will cancel me if I say what I think. But would I think? You know, we had issues with that in a lot of contexts, and we had to sue the bank, and they eventually paid, and they paid, you know, for some cost on top of that. But well, that's to be seen. I think the technology is a little better than Katrina. You know, back in Katrina, people did a lot of corresponding by telephone. It wasn't as much of an email centric.
In 2005?
I mean, not compared till today.
Oh.
You were more apt to get on the phone than you are.
Huh. Email?
Yeah. So, but we'll see.
Yeah.
But that is a very good question. Thanks, Michael.
And we have another text.
Yes.
It says, can you request recoverable depreciation as each major item is done? Example, roof done, but inside repairs will be much later. We want to get the roof and resubmit later.
Yes.
You could.
Yeah, you should do that. And when you finish a certain portion, like your roof, send a picture of your roof. Send the receipts that you paid for it. And they should cut it back. And if they don't, you keep emailing them to make a record.
There you go.
Because they owe it back to you. And if they don't get it back to you, they could be in what is known is in bad faith. And if you're in bad faith in court, you get attorney's fees and penalties. There you go.
Document.
All right, I hear the music. That's late night music here. Let's go to a break. Duck Sinceri, Michelle Demers Sinceri. Now, I had a recovery connection on WWL, AM, FM, Odyssey.com. We'll be right back after this brief timeout. Hey, we're back. Duck Sinceri, Michelle Demers Sinceri, the I had a recovery connection. You know, we're not going to be on All Things Legal this Sunday because the Saints take on the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee. Game day coverage starts at 8 a.m. Join Saints sideline reporter Steve Geller and De La Salle's own Scott Alexander on the Fans First Take. At 10 o'clock, the Bud Light countdown to kickoff with Bobby Hebert and Christian Garrick featuring Mike Dettillier. And kickoff is at noon. Join the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, and Saints color analysis, Deuce McAllister, better known as the Moose and the Deuce, and sideline reporter Steve Geller. Then after the game, sound off with the Cajun Cannon and Christian on the Point After till 6, the flagship station of New Orleans Saints, WWL. So there you go, the Saints and the Titans. You know, the Titans were once the Houston Oilers.
Really?
You didn't know that?
Well, I guess I did. I forgot.
They moved, I think, in 1994.
How are they doing this year?
Good. They're very good. They got Mike Vrabel as a coach. They lost Derrick Henry. They signed Adrian Peterson. They're just a tough team. They made an image of their coach. So they're good. I had about three or four players who played for Oilers in the 90s. So I liked they ran a run and shoot at the time, which was four wide receivers, running back, and no tight end. And they were great between – Warren Moon was the quarterback. They were great between the 20s, but they had a hard time inside the 20s. Yeah. And they were – they had – the Buffalo Bills had the largest comeback in NFL history from Frank Wright. They were up 35-3 in the third quarter, and they lost – what was it, 41-38?
Wow.
Because the problem was they ran a run and shoot, and they couldn't take off time at the end of the – they couldn't run the ball off time. So, you know, they would – when they would stop – possession, they'd have two or three incompletes. They only burned about 20-30 seconds off the clock, and Buffalo came storming back. Now, as you know, Frank Wright is the coach of the Indianapolis Colts, right?
Right.
You knew that.
I did.
So, but that's the Oilers. I think about Bum. I love you, Bum. Back in the late 70s, I liked him with the Saints. He was almost, got close. Was very close to beating the LA Rams in the last game of the 83 season.
He had a big personality.
Oh, he was a kick. He was great. Very great. Hit some. He was great. Just loved him. All right. We're talking about roofs. We're talking about mediation. We're talking about documentation.
Document.
And if, again, you can go to IdaHurricaneClaim.com. You know, understanding, I'll tell you this, if the insurance company understands that you understand what's going on and, you know, what's accessible or not, you will get a different result.
Where do you think most people are right now?
Trying to figure out how to quantify their claim and what to do next. I got lowballed. I got to pull these claims together. What do I do next? Some are frustrated. Mm-hmm. Some are really frustrated.
Yeah, most people that I've talked to are either waiting for a roofer, waiting for, you know, stuff to be fixed. They can't even get anybody out there. I mean, I think there's a huge shortage on just labor.
Labor and supplies. Mm-hmm. I mean, insulation's gold right now.
I know.
Roofing tiles are gold. And you know, a lot of people are asking, do you know contractors who can help me? And our contractor, Mr. William.
He's out till.
I said, Mr. William, you need referrals? He says, oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no, 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 no.
He can't even get to my brother-in-law until after the first.
Yeah, so it's just, it takes patience, but they're saying, how do we pull this together? What do we do next? You know, how do we quantify damages? And it's a real struggle. And I think a lot of times, too, people are worn out.
It's a full-time job.
It is. It's labor intensive. It is the way, you know. It is. And I think maybe we talk about, and I think a lot of people ask, when should I hire an attorney, or hire help? And I think there's several stages. I always tell people try to get as much money as you can on your own, because when you get help, the help's going to take a percentage of the new money that you receive after you already receive. So make sure that you get money that you're going to get anyway in your pocket, and then you get help. Either A, some people feel like they just don't have the emotional capacity to do it anymore. Maybe because, you know, they might be a single mom who's working. Or, you know, they're in a life situation they don't. Or they just feel a high level of discomfort trying to pull it all together.
Or you don't even have to be a single mom. I mean, you and I work full time. It's hard to adjust our own claim.
Right, because we're adjusting everybody else's. Yeah.
But if you're working and you're working full time, it's hard to. This is a job.
It is a job. And then, you know, if you're doing, you know, if your kids are playing baseball, you know, ball, and you have activities, it's hard to set across the time. So if you feel like you don't have the time, and you just need someone else to handle it, and you're willing to pay for it, you pay for it in the back end.
Right.
Or definitively, which I don't think we're at yet, it's probably be in the spring and the summer, is when you feel like that the insurance company is absolutely not going to pay another penny. If you're just 100% convinced. And there's, you know, there's really nothing to lose, because most of the attorneys who do these hurricane claims, you don't have to put money up front. They'll front the money, and if you're not successful, you wouldn't owe any cost. So you could do that, or you could get a claim, you know, a public adjuster. They're very good at quantifying the damages.
Let me ask you this: when would you suggest that people go to mediation?
When all the ducks in a row, right. Whenever that is.
Yeah, and I think
as you can. But you have to have all your ducks in a row.
Yeah, and that was one of the things we went over
with Joe
is Hassinger. That you have to have – going to mediation is a way not to go to trial, but you still have to be prepared. You can't show up with yourself and say just because.
One of the things that when you go to a mediation, and maybe someone who's not prepared may not have an attorney, you can't go to mediation on the what-ifs and speculation. You have to bring it.
You have to bring your documentation, photographs, your estimates.
You can't speak in it, you know, court. If you try to talk about in court in speculation and in possibilities, they'll run you out.
Right.
Well, they run us out and attorneys out if we don't bring it.
And
So when you do go to mediation, you have to have all your ducks in a row, but go as soon as you can after you have the ducks in a row. But you can't go in there saying, "Well, I'm sure I could get a, I'm sure I could get a contractor to give this estimate, or I'm sure I could get a roofer who will say I need a new roofer."
A new roofer.
It is now 9:49.
I was about to say it's 9:49.
And I'm in hour 16 between practicing law and doing radio. So have mercy on me. I'm giving you a pass. Yes. But you're very good at pointing out my
It's just because I love you so much.
Shortcomings.
I just want you to be the best.
if you did this for Buddy DiLiberto, he wouldn't get a word in edgewise. You'd be like, "Buddy, that's wrong. That's wrong. It's incorrect."
I don't tell you it's wrong.
No, it's pronounced. You said "got."
I know. It's what I do.
You do. That's what you do. I would love to tell my buddy story.
I know.
I don't know if I could say that on radio.
Yeah, probably not.
It was funny. I don't know if we still have the tape, but he transposed a few words
that were very interesting.
So, which I gladly carry on that tradition. All right, let's go to a break. Doug Cesarian, Michelle Demmer Cesarian, and I had a Recovery Connection. We'll be right back after our final timeout. Hey, we're back. Doug Cesarian, Michelle Demmer Cesarian, I had a Recovery Connection. We will not be on All Things Legal on Sunday morning. We preempted by the Saints Fans First Take with Steve Geller and Scott Alexander. So we won't be on, but we'll be back on next Tuesday night. So we'll be on Tuesday nights until they tell us
not to come back.
They tell us not to come back. We've had enough of you. Also, a lot of what we talk about today is you can always go back to our Facebook page. We have the podcast saved, so you can. We forgot to do the first 40 minutes.
Not we.
I did. Didn't press the button, but so you can go to our Facebook page and you can listen to that. Also, we have a website. It's called IdaHurricaneClaim.com. It has a bunch of blogs written in. Now, Coach Marion's going to get mad at me in Bucktown language, meaning simple to the point, get you to point A to point B.
Why can't you just say layman?
Yeah, same deal.
No, layman, very different.
No, it is. We don't waste words. We don't, you know, we just get to the point and say it very simply and very straightforward.
I've never seen anybody such wannabe a wannabe.
That's me. That was me.
So, I'm sorry. I just have to keep saying that.
You have to keep saying that. You want to do that? You're gonna upset John Blanchard.
Why?
Because he accepts me in his Bucktown. You know, John Blanchard and the.
I know John Blanchard.
And the great, the crew. Also, you know our friend Michael Pichon, who's our new CPA. Michael, I wasn't supposed to say his last name. Oh. I said it's too late. He texted us a few things that have to do. It said, FYI, the employee retention credit repealed for the fourth quarter in 2021. And he said, start making your payroll tax deposits for the fourth quarter to avoid penalties.
Is he telling that to us or just everybody in general?
Everybody in general.
Okay.
Because I don't think he's texting it to us. I'll check my bill to see if it's just for us. He's new. So,
make sure he's not just like saying, hey, listen, guys, you're a little late.
We're going to tell Michael, you're going to learn about Italian accounting. So,
there is no Italian accounting going on in our firm.
No. I'm just saying as far as, no, it's not. But it's just shoebox. No, we're not
shoebox.
No, just kidding. No, there's no Italian, IRS, there's no Italian accounting.
You don't have a shoe. You're famous for scanning everything.
I scan everything. Yes.
I know.
Yes, we do that. So thank you, Michael, for that information, even though I have no idea what it means. But I thought it sounded important and I'd pass it on.
You're so funny. Good thing you're not an accountant.
I don't think I would be very good at
that. I don't think you'd be.
I'm a concept person. I'm not a buck. I need detail people around me because if I don't, I read a book about Peter Finney.
Okay.
And like they said, Peter Finney used to like show up at the wrong place and forget what time it was.
That sounds exactly like you. You don't show up at the wrong place.
No, I know, but he had the same kind of brain. because I think his father. I read a, it was a book on Peter, and it was on about his, you know, his 60 years in sports. But they said he was just very absent, not absent-minded, but his mind was going in a lot of different directions at the same time. And I was like, all right, I feel better.
You feel justified.
I feel validated. And he was. It was a great book. It was a great book.
Listen,
I was reading.
The world needs detail-oriented people, and the world needs big dreamers. So,
well, the concept people. I know the concept. So, all right. So that's a wrap. So it'll be a week before we're back on the air on the Ida Recovery Connection. We'll be on Tuesday night from 8 to 10, and we'll be further on down the line, and we'll answer your question, respond to your text. So thank you, Michelle, for joining us. And
thank you for having me, as always.
That's right. So we'll just walk across the hall, get in bed, and look at the stars. But the insurance company says,
I'm going to dream of my new roof.
See you next week. All right. Y'all have a great week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.